Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
And we can bring him on here. There we go. All right, folks. You saw him on ROH television this past week taking on Wheeler Yuta. You will see him this weekend at Action Dean 2 challenging Lee Moriarty for the ROH Peer Championship. A friend of the show, he's Matt Mako. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Good to see you.
Doing well. Are you a basketball fan at all?
I love watching the playoffs. I went to a Sixers game this season.
Was Embiid playing? Hold on.
No,
was
of course not. It was like this. The whole team was gone. It was. I didn't know. I mean, I don't follow a lot, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but I really didn't know anybody on the court. they're some of the world's best athletes, but. Paul George,
not a superstar, Paul George.
Yeah. They're all, I guess everyone was hurt. Everybody's hurt. We were playing the Hawks. It was like second to last game of the season or something. It's my kid's first basketball game.
That'd be like $5. Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. There you go. All right, we won't ask you a ton of basketball questions. How you feeling? How you feeling going into this weekend against Lee Moriarty? And when did you find out about this match?
When did I find out? Like a week or two ago, I think. I got booked for the Dean show a couple weeks before that. Didn't really know who the opponent would be, and. Lee was tossed around at the ROH show that I was at too. So I guess we're kind of getting that in at the Dean thing this Saturday.
So how did your appearance for Ring of Honor come together, and how was it facing Willa Yuta on last week's Ring of Honor?
A lot of wrestling, maybe right place, right time kind of thing. Taping in Atlantic City, very close to my home. I was there to help out as sometimes independent wrestlers do. And, they needed somebody to wrestle Yuta. So I jumped at the opportunity.
Did you get any feedback from anybody after the match?
I had a very nice chat. It was very surreal, but I was talking to Mox and Hero after the match for like a while. So that was very cool. Like, awesome feedback. And that's such an environment that I would love to be in and learn from those guys. I don't know. Thirsty for more, I guess.
Can you give any insight to what was said?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I was like a little bit in enhancement mode. I don't know if I could say that. I didn't quite know. I didn't really get any direction other than, hey, you have like 7 minutes. Wrestling Yuta, a guy I've wrestled. That was our fifth time wrestling. So he's somebody I'm very familiar with. Bryce Remsburg was our referee. Someone else I'm also very, we chat occasionally. So It was a very familiar scenario for me, as much as it was Ring of Honor, a huge deal. I've never fought in that building, but I've been to that building for MMA fights. So it was, again, that was also familiar to me. And so it just, I don't know, it all kind of felt very, very natural. And I would wrestle Yuta like best of 51. I couldn't have asked for a better opponent, and just an amazing opportunity to get a little chance to work and kind of show some of the stuff that I can do or I'm capable of. And as far as feedback from Mox, I think he appreciates my style to a degree, like just a little more shooty, for lack of a better term, just good on the strikes. I mean, there was definitely, like, in terms of the actual critiques we were getting, there was maybe structural things in the match that we could have done better with the time we had. They were just kind of, I don't know. I sat with Mox and catering for like 45 minutes talking about just like Jurassic Park movies to like wrestling psychology. It was a good weekend. So
hold on. Now I need more insight on Mox's movie taste here.
I have like one thing, because we were talking about like, somehow like maybe Fast and Furious came up or something, and how those movies just got have gotten so ridiculous, right?
Great, you mean. Like, how they've gotten so even no, more
you
amazing.
You're ridiculous. Argue about this all the time. Thank you.
Jeremy, don't hate me, but I've never seen any of them. And I know, I'm sorry. Look at your back.
Well, that was Matt Mikowski, everybody. He was a great guest today.
I'm saving it. You know, I had, it was one of those things, man, where like, it's me not being a prick, but like, it was one of those things where all the kids in, well, I can't remember, I was in some kind of grade when that movie came out, when the first ones came out. And so street racing and those cars were just like, everyone was so into it. And I was kind of just like not into it as much, right? The first movie, like the street, I don't know. I'm sure it's a great movie.
It's a whole franchise, Matt. Movie. It's not one movie. It's a franchise.
Yeah, but yeah, but don't like the first and second are like, okay, let's just get to the point here. I was saying, like, Jurassic Park should do the same thing, where it's like dinosaurs with...
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com. for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Ross Patterson or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Ross Patterson.
Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Lasers in space, you know, like Ludacris is there driving a rocket or something. And like,
yeah,
who knows? You know, like, let's do that. Like, these Jurassic Park movies are getting like, it's like, why do these keep coming out? It's like the same thing. But like the one movie kind of did have a raptor with a laser on it in a way. It was like being sold as like a weapon. And Moxie was talking about, like, he's like, yeah, I thought they were going to, like, go through caves in Afghanistan and, like, look for bad guys. And I'm just like, what? It's like, yeah, that sounds like a movie, man. So, I don't know. Yeah, and then, you know, then we had a lot of productive talk about wrestling psychology and all that kind of stuff, too. But, yeah, no, so it was
more like more Jurassic Park. Matt, these cars in the background here—that's Fast and Furious.
That's cool.
Charger here.
I had an Impreza for a little bit. It was my dad's car, and I think he got it because he knew I liked it. And then when I got older, I bought it from him, and so I had a WRX for a while. It was automatic. All right, it was automatic. I'm sorry. But, you know, I think one of these I'm driving a 2010 Corolla right now. But, you know, anytime, maybe I get back to the Impreza at some point, you know, because I'm into it. I like more like rally, like if it was like a rally movie, you know, maybe. I don't know.
So what is your favorite movie franchise?
Oh, man, me? I mean, franchise? Well, top one and two for me are Predator and Terminator 2. Terminator's kind of done the same thing where it's just kind of like they just keep making them a little bit, and it's some of them are good, some of them are not. Predator, same thing. I'm really looking forward to some of the new Predator stuff they have coming out. I love the originals. Again, Predator, the first Predator. I'm a big Arnold guy, you know. I like the Matrix. I think those are some of the most, well, at least the first one especially, is one of the most iconic like action films, and just kind of revolutionized movie making and the action genre forever. That's my opinion in terms of just
Did you watch the last one? The last
the Matrix? Most recent one, number 4, yeah. Was it? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
I don't think it's that bad.
I'm gonna give it a rip. You know, I'm gonna give it a try. I mean, I kind of recently kind of got back into movies. I don't know, like, and that's a weird thing to say, but like, I just kind of stopped watching them for a little bit. I don't know. I went to school for film at Temple. So that was like an interest of mine. It was more just like, hey, you need to pick a major. And I'm like, oh, I made some movies in high school. Like I did like film festivals and stuff and like that kind of thing. So it was just like an interest of mine, maybe something I wanted to pursue professionally. And that's why I love wrestling so much. It's just a combination of like everything that I like put together. Like there's like movie making elements, fantasy, like the martial arts, combat, sports. You know, that's kinda, I think it's if you had to pick one thing that had all that stuff, be like, hey, maybe pro wrestling sounds like pro wrestling to me. But yeah, man.
We'll have to get you a role in our film Mac and Me if you'd like to.
There's a film you got. You're doing something.
Well, we'll move on.
Are there cars? Is Vin Diesel in it?
If we could get Vin Diesel, man, we would 100%
pink slips.
Get Vin Diesel. There's some type of pink slips in the movie. Maybe not those, but okay. Some type of pink slip.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how I can follow that one. You wrestled Matt Riddle during WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to us about the match tonight. How everything went.
It was this eye is like a magnet for damage. So this was from yesterday, and then that's my new scar is from Vegas. He came in hot on a flying forearm in the corner, as you probably have seen him do hundreds of times. And we just clanked heads a little bit. So, you know, while he was trying to rock me, but he didn't maybe necessarily intend to headbutt me there. But we just accidental headbutt. The match itself went pretty well. You know, I didn't pick up the win, but you know, I thought it was a good showing. I guess that show was kind of not the best. I don't know. I saw some weird things. Not some great feedback about that Mark Hitchcock super show.
It had the greatest match.
Butter beat Suzuki, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was on my way to urgent care to get this like stitched up, so I missed it. But yeah, I heard. Respect to those guys. I didn't even recognize Tank Abbott in the back. I didn't even know he looked like that now. I don't know if you saw. I did get a picture with Don Fry. That was amazing.
Hell yeah.
Nice. They had all those legends there that were, I guess, prepping up for they had a little ceremony during the Bloodsport show after the fact. That was after the Mark Hitchcock show. So a lot of those combat sports legends were in the back hanging out with Barnett. And you can't miss Don Fry, like his voice. He's just like, you're gonna go back there, and he was gonna hit me with a cane. You know, he just got this raspy voice. It's like, that's Don Fry. Don Fry's back there. So that was really cool to meet him. But yeah, I mean, you know, besides this little quick trip to urgent care at a Las Vegas urgent care, I was a little nervous, but it really wasn't that big of a deal, and they took care of me, and you know, it seems to be healing up just fine. The glue tore my eyebrow off, but I think it'll grow back.
Where does that kind of rank as far as like injuries or kind of bruises that
in you've wrestling?
In wrestling.
You could kind of see it right there. I took it's basically like a shoot headbutt. Some guy just, yeah. And that busted me open. But this was probably the worst cut. I took a lariat once and had my, what's that called? Adductor just kind of shred, like a muscle in my leg just tore off a lariat. So that ranks up there, but this was definitely the worst. It's actually the worst black eye, not this, but what led from this was the worst black eye I've ever had in my life. And this is a guy that's had about 25, you know, combat sports fights between kickboxing and MMA and stuff. So yeah, I mean, it was up there.
People are asking, do you know where they are airing Action Dean? I don't know if you have that information.
Yeah, I believe it's on the ROH. It's going to be on the ROH YouTube, so I think it'll be free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. And then the show is free if you're in, was it Glendale?
Yeah.
I know it's in Arizona. Yeah, okay. I guess it's free admission. I don't know the venue. I don't know if it's outdoor venue or something. It kind of sounded like maybe it was, but I don't know.
Yeah, they made it sound like it was going to be like a parking lot in front of an arena
That's kind of what it sounded like to me. Maybe it's where Double or Nothing is. Outside of that kind of seems like that tracks. So I don't know. It should be interesting night.
So are you guys are, I mean,
oh no, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, SP3. Yeah. Outdoor in wrestling Arizona. Like it's going to be hot out there, Matt. Yeah. You gotta prepare for that.
Oh, I guess it is starting to warm up. It cooled down a bit where I'm at, but I'm obviously on the other side of the country. I guess, yeah, it'll probably be, I wonder if it's in the evening, but yeah, I'll be prepared for the heat. You know, I stay pretty hydrated throughout the week. I kind of have like a regimen. I'm always making sure I'm getting enough water every day and stuff. You know, that's important. when you get a little bit older, you know, I think it just helps me stay, keeps my limbs, you know, lubricated and all that stuff. So I'm not too worried about the heat. It's, you know, I don't know. I used to sit in a sauna for hours at a time. I'll be okay.
So you said you faced like Willa Yuta like 5 times. So
yeah,
what's
yeah.
kind of your history with Lee Moriarty, and how if there's no history, how can you use kind of your history with Willa Yuta, who's been in the ring with him so many times, against Lee in this matchup?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. I mean, so I always referred to, me and Jeremy talked about something last time I was on, and you know, we talked about, what was it? Comparison is the what of all joy?
Thief of all joy.
There you go. So, you know, when I kind of first started to get onto the scene, I was really trying to catch up to three guys. I don't know. Can you name the three guys?
Oh, you mentioned Willa Yuta. Willa Yuta and Daniel Garcia?
Yes, thank you. Yes, the Killers, okay? They got signed as the – and then were referred to as the Killers, and then they put Hook in there. And I'm like, there's something about this just kind of grinds my gears a little bit. I was trying to catch up to these guys. I'm my own person and everybody's on their own path and all this stuff. But, you know, you can't, obviously it's a thing we all do to a degree. Kind of getting back to the point of your question, I always referred to Lee as the guy that the one that got away. Cause we never got to wrestle before he got signed. I wrestled Yuta like 4 times. I wrestled Daniel once. Me and Lee just never got, and it was always kind of kicked around. I think he was IWTV champion for a bit. And then Yuta beat him. And that's kind of when I started feuding with Yuta at Beyond Wrestling. And then Lee, again, they all kind of just got gobbled up by Tony that one summer or whatever it was. But so yes, I am very much looking forward to this, and it's pure rules, which is great. I joke about the Killers thing. I do think they all deserve that moniker, even though you know, I feel like I'm maybe the apex predator of the four. But me and him match up very similarly. You know, we have similar styles in that we utilize lots of submissions, strikes. You know, I win most of my matches with submissions. Lee is he's his own beast. Like he's like a wizard in there. I would say Lee's probably a better pure wrestler than me, but I'm a better fighter. I'm more aggressive. I'm better at striking. You know, these are all things I'm going to bring to the table on Saturday. So, I don't know what's going down, but could you imagine if the ROH Pure title changed hands on an independent show? Wouldn't that be something? but you know, we'll see.
All right, I'm gonna pitch for you here, Matt. You're gonna be in Arizona. You mentioned you talked to Moxley. Anarchy in the arena.
I know.
Anybody can enter this. Anybody can enter it. They say, oh, here are the teams. It's anarchy in the arena. What are they, stop people from running out here? I think you should just go out there and just start kicking some heads in.
I would love to. I actually just caught up I watched last week's Dynamite like last night. So I finished it, watched the cage match and everything. And yeah, saw the breakdown. I'm like, Yuta's in another Anarchy in the Arena match. This is so awesome. This is like my favorite match, man. I think it's so great. I love the first one they did way back. What was that, like COVID times? in Jacksonville with the golf cart and like the back the Northern Lights suplexes down the football field. I don't know if you guys remember all that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's yeah, I mean, I don't know if it works, Jeremy. I mean, if I'm the pure champion, maybe it could be like, here comes the new pure champion, Matt Mako. Oh shit. But you know, other than that, it's like, who's this random guy? There's a random guy. And I'm just like,
who's gonna stop you though? You're a legit MMA fighter.
Well, I agree. But I don't know, Marina would try to take
Yeah, Marina.
Off,
yeah, that's true.
You know, she's got an evil.
Well, you're
evil
on her
eye.
Side. Well, I don't know. True. You're kind of like you're good with Moxley, but Yuta is kind of.
I have a vision where me and Yuta are maybe like tag team champions somewhere. You know, I don't know. It could happen. It could happen. But
So the other side's gonna have Joe. I don't know if I'm fucking with Samoa Joe. No, yeah. Like. Yeah. Powerhouse Hobbs is a big dude.
Yeah.
As well. You can go after Kenny. Kenny, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He trains a little. Yeah, the Bucks, whose side are they really on? You know?
Right.
He can go after them. So say you can, there's people for you to go after. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with Marina though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with Willow.
Well, yeah. Willow's crazy. Yeah, Willow, I mean, you know, we have some history too. I've been in the ring with Willow.
Oh, tell,
yeah?
tell us
how
about,
many times
yeah.
you've been there. Yeah,
just once. So it was the last King of Trios, Chikara. That was 2019.
Yeah.
First round. It was the Crucible, we were called, versus I can't remember. They were the Queens something. It was Solo Darling, Willow Nightingale, and Freddie Mercurio from Canada. And Willow had actually just come back. It was one of her first matches back from a really bad neck injury. She basically broke her neck or something from a German suplex. Yeah, anyway, wrestling's dangerous, kids. But anyway, she's obviously healthy and doing awesome. And, but yeah, I took I think a Uranagi from her and I would not like to do that again. So I have that respect for her. But yeah, Double or Nothing should be a lot of fun. I do have a red eye home. I have a show on Sunday. I'm wrestling at the next Power Pro Lucha in Philadelphia, but you know, they tell me, hey, we need some backup here at Anarchy in the Arena. I don't know. Anything can happen. You know, this is pro wrestling.
See, that's the cover. You say you're going to be a Power Pro Lucha, but I'm on to you. I'm on to you. All right, we'll get you out of here on this, Matt. We'll play a game on the channel, partner promo, punch in the face. Pretty sure you played it with us before, but if not.
Okay. What was it again? Partner.
Partner. Promo, punch in the face.
And yeah. So what's promo mean specifically?
Like you promo against this person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to give you, I have two actually for you. The first one, three names you mentioned a little while ago, the three killers, Moriarty, Yuta, and Daniel Garcia.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez. So, I mean, I guess punch in the face, it depends, but punch in the face is probably Daniel. It depends. It depends on, you know, it depends on where he's at right now. I saw him this weekend. I watched Dynamite and he seems like he's, you know, he's teaming up with Nigel right now. Like it seems like he's okay. He checks out in my book, but, and then Yuta. So I don't know if we're going like kind of storyline wise, like Yuta's kind of a prick. So maybe I punch him right now. I mean, Daniel, I'm also impressed with Daniel. Daniel's, he's very, he speaks with a lot of conviction. Like his talking is great. And, so I'm really happy. I feel like he gets the most, kind of in ring promo opportunities out of maybe the three of them for whatever that matters. But, so maybe I wouldn't want to promo against them. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're talking about like a challenge. It'd probably be not that the other guys aren't, let's I don't, again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but Daniel, maybe promo Daniel, and then it was punch wrestle promo.
Punch partner promo.
Partner. Right. Yeah, maybe I'm punching Daniel. I'm partnering with Yuta, and I'm promoing against Moriarty.
Okay.
Go with that.
All right. And then another one. We're gonna go famous wrestlers who have done MMA.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave one out. You've already called them out. I'm not gonna get you in more trouble.
Are we talking about CM Punk? You can call Phil. Call Big Phil. Let's go.
I'm going to leave him out because I feel like you want to punch him.
Maybe he wants redemption. You know, he's 0-2. Yeah. You know, we could maybe do something crazy. We make it a sanctioned MMA match at Bloodsport, you know, and he could try to get get rid of that zero on his win-loss record.
I mean, all it right. could happen. WWE, that's all they do is Bloodsport now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, TKO, all that crap. You know, Uncle Dana, set it up.
All right, so I'm going to give you some of these guys might be a little bit bigger. So I don't know if you want to punch them, but yeah. we'll see how it works. Yeah. Bobby Lashley,
mm-hmm.
Tom Waller,
mm-hmm.
and Cain Velasquez.
Okay. All right. So wait, hold on. Do I have to fight any of these guys?
Yeah, you got to punch one of them.
Oh, I got to punch one. Yeah. But is it like a sucker punch and I run really fast? Or is it like I punch them and then wait?
That's up to you. That's up to you on what you want to do. Actually, you know what? Well, you know what? Let's forget about Cain Velasquez. Bobby Lashley, Tom Waller. He did MMA. It was one fight. He's still undefeated. Dave Bautista.
Wait, when did Dave fight last?
Oh, Dave fought. Oh, this is like
a while ago.
Yeah, yeah, it's been like a decade.
Would you say though? What about May? What happened in May? Or sorry,
I didn't say anything about May.
All right, my fault. But I would definitely partner with Tom. That was maybe even a thing that was going to happen at some point somewhere. And then punch. It was Lashley is a giant human. There was that syndicate spot on the Dynamite, and I was talking to my wife. I'm like, Lashley is like you, that whole gorilla meme thing that was going around. Lashley, like
send Lashley, yeah,
just send Lashley. Lashley would win. He would beat the gorilla. You know, you don't need 100. You just need a Bobby Lashley. Like that. He is a when I did extra work in December, I was trying to protect Bobby Lashley at one point as a security guard, and I got stomped on by Swerve Strickland because they were having a beef, and I don't, you know, but anyway, so I kind of have a like Lashley. Yeah, he's just he's a big boy. I don't know if I'd want to punch him. And the third one was who'd you say it was again?
Bautista.
Oh, that's right. I mean, maybe, I don't know, Batista's a pretty cool dude. He seems like I would maybe it's a quick hit and run on Lashley, and then I'd promo with Batista. We could just yell about what we want, like giving us what we want and all that stuff, you know. That would be good.
Why didn't you move when Swerve did the stomp?
I was trying to do my job, you know. You get hired as a security guard and you're trying to do your best job. You know, like you have to go out there and make sure there's no shenanigans. I'm like, all right, I'll try. And then, like, you know, we got Briscoe coming down the ramp with a chair and crap. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, gosh darn it. And like, and then I don't know. It was like out of nowhere. It came through the crowd or something. Almost dislocated my shoulder. Whatever.
One was more understandable than last week on Dynamite, where everybody's standing around the cage and then Swerve just jumps and they're just all standing. Hey, what's he doing up there? Just move. What's wrong with you guys?
I know. I mean, if they didn't have any security in there, that's why they didn't know. The security would have been like, you guys need to get back. This is dangerous.
So we can get stomped on.
Yeah.
Matt, appreciate you joining us man. You got a long flight from Philly to Glendale.
Yeah.
Watch the Fast and Furious movies. That's my only that's my homework for you.
Oh, man, one day I'm gonna just do a marathon, and I'm gonna
be doing. Yeah,
I'm going to maybe just bang them all out and be like, I'm going to, you know, just pop the cherry or whatever. And let's do this.
You'll be part of the family. Let everybody know where they can find you at and everything you got coming up.
Where am I at now? I'm at, I believe it's Matt Mako on X and then Matt Mako Pro on Blue Sky and the Matt Mako on Instagram. mattmako.bigcartel.com for a couple t-shirts or whatever. Yeah.
There you go. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Fun. We'll be watching. We'll be supporting. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you.
Hey, baseball fans. It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.